All right, we'll get started. Hey, Hillary.
Hello.
All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order. It is 6:34. Everybody's time for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Can I get roll call, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Lori?
Here.
Carla?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Rayette?
Here.
Carlene? Is absent.
Absent.
Summer?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Summer. Okay. Others in attendance? How about King Cove?
Paul Barker, good evening. Tim Barber, good evening.
Okay. And there, see, we have Mr. Franklin, Cheryl. How about in False Pass?
Hey, George in okay. False Pass.
Okay, George. No, Accutan's not on.
Correct? No.
Okay. Who's online?
Got Hillary Seifert, David Nielsen, KSDP, and I believe that's everybody.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Megan Gatlin.
Oh, and Megan. Okay. All right, thank you. Can I get approval of the agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
Motion by Harlan, second by Carla. Roll call.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. And next is approval of the minutes, February 27th, 2024, regular minutes. A motion to approve.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
I do have there's a typo. Do we do it after the motion is made?
Where was the typo?
So under new business B, after the roll call, it has 7-0 motion fails. Shouldn't it be 4-3 or no 4 and 3 versus 7-0?
About that. Yep, I can change that.
You.
Okay, Harlan, do you want to amend your motion to include the change?
Yep, I would like to amend the motion to include the change, just like you said.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll second this, Brenda.
Okay. Motion by Harlan, second by Brenda. Roll call.
Carla?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Do we have any public comments on agenda items? Anyone online have a comment? Okay. First up, we have student reports. We have Summer here.
So recent, okay. I'm going to do the report on the
nutrition because I signed up to be the champion thing. So recently in Sandpoint, the more nutritious snacks have been showing up more, like more applesauce because that's fiber. But a majority of the snacks are still junk food. The school is probably trying to serve the rest of the snacks that were ordered a while ago, so that's why there's probably still some left. The other school district's lunch hasn't improved. That's what I heard from Sierra. But I'm pretty confident in next year's food and snack nutrition. Okay, so in Sandpoint, the student council has been setting up and painting boxes for prom. The prom theme this year is Enchanted Garden and is held in the school gym and not in the QTT building. There's been a volleyball club after every after school every Monday and Wednesday, and a few people flew in to teach guitar and fiddle. And isn't that called the Artisan Fly-ins?
Artisan Resonance.
Artisan Resonance, yeah. One of the few people that flew in is Paul Holmberg. He's from here. And they're all going to be teaching a bit about how to play these instruments, two instruments for a week. So in King Cove, they have a literacy night this Friday where kids can paint eggs for Easter. An Easter carnival is coming up along with the egg decorating. The city of King Cove is throwing a celebration for their boys basketball team, the T-Jacks, for winning state this year and going undefeated their whole season. Their prom theme is casino. False pass. I only have one contact with one of the students, but she said that the school had nothing new going on. They have lunch on Wednesdays at school, and every other day the parents take turns making their lunch. And for Accutan, I don't have any contacts with any of the other students. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, Summer. Are there any questions for Summer in her report? All right. Good job. Thanks. Next up is the superintendent's report. Mr. Franklin.
Madam President, thank you. Summer, thank you for that report. It's great having student leadership, and that's a big focus of the parts of my report that I'd like to highlight. The first being our strategic planning group that convened last week. Tiffany Jackson with AASB led that for us. Really productive, and came out with identifying three focus areas after input from community members, teachers, parents, students, and those are to raise academic achievement, staff development and retention, and health and wellness of students and staff. So I think those are really three great areas that'll keep me focused for the next couple of years here. The next step in the strategic planning are to create objectives, strategies, and measures, and that ultimately is the school administration responsibility. Tiffany Jackson will come back and help me get that started, and then connecting with admin team and others, we'll build those objectives, strategies, and measures. And again, I really want to thank, especially thank the student input on those, Mia and Summer, reps in Sandpoint, and participants in the legislative fly-in really contributed quite a bit directly to that strategic planning. And a lot of the ideas in there, including things like the food you're talking about, were ideas that were initiated by Noah and Emma over in King Cove during our YLI activity earlier this year. So a lot of great student input in those ideas. I'm going to briefly talk about SB 140 and our FY25 budget. I think I've already highlighted over the last couple months where some of our revenue challenges are coming from. They continue. As most of you know, SB 140 was vetoed by the governor after passing the House and the Senate. And it's looking really likely that we just won't have an increase in state funding this year. That's what most of the legislators with whom I still keep in contact are saying. So assuming that, our creating our FY25 budget, Dave did a really great job creating a balanced budget with no increases in state entitlement. The way that had to be done, I want to be real direct about that, the way it could be balanced was using special revenue funds, which this is not the official way to say it. Dave might cringe when I put it this way, but I kind of consider those emergency funds, and we'll be using those to create a balanced budget next year. That's not going to be sustainable. So after next year, We're going to either really need to more dramatically decrease expenditures or more dramatically increase revenues. One of those is going to have to happen the following year. Just to summarize what I've already brought up before, decreasing expenditures could be reducing staff, which at this point, since we've already reduced staff, would be combining classes and using online classes as supplements. Reducing or cutting co-curricular programs and travel. Again, these are things that would have to happen in the future. We're not doing these next year. We'd have to close a school or reduce or cut support services like food and transportation. Ways that we can increase revenue, which we hope we can do that instead of having to cut more. There's three primary ways we can increase revenue. First is increasing a local contribution. Currently, Aleutians East Borough funds our school district at 60% of the maximum contribution allowed. So if that were increased, it would help. If the state entitlement increased by $680, as an example, that would, because that's the number that's been thrown around this year, that would increase our revenue by over $500,000, which would help. The third way is hard to explain, but it's, you know, soft money. So it would be grants or other soft money funding. Those oftentimes are hard because they have to be used for specific things or they require additional administrative costs. So they're not the ideal way, but we'll definitely be looking for grants to supplement some of our programs in the next year. I want to close my highlights with some gratitudes for staff that I always like to end with. And then the rest of the details can be found in my report. And I'd really like to highlight our two preschool teachers at King Cove and Sandpoint. I think sometimes first of all, they just work really hard and they're quiet, so we don't often recognize them as some of our most important teachers in our schools. Arlene Wilson, just a bright spot in the King Cove school community. I saw her do an outstanding job with our three-year-olds and four-year-olds a couple weeks ago. Really great at integrating high expectations, academic behaviors with a lot of really tender care. And then Dan Tezza here in Sandpoint is another great leader and for our students and among our staff. In addition to being a great preschool teacher, also did an amazing job as a coach for our Lady Eagles this year. So we're really lucky to have both of them. And really, it's when we have strong readers in the elementary school, it really goes back to having strong preschool programs. So I'm glad we have a good start for our kids. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Any questions? Nope. Okay. So, district correspondence. And since we had such a good response to the principals giving reports of what's going on in their schools, we would like to do the same again. And so, George, you want to start?
I guess I could. I just took the mic off mute. I try to always keep it on mute. We've been getting the structure of the school back as far as contractors coming out, fixing things, trying to get the school more, kid ready. Starting to prepare for the end of the year test. Kids have been, attendance, I would say, second semester has been overall better than first semester. So attendance is up. I mean, there's other things probably behind that. I mean, I can't take credit for that. But it's just another positive. Finished the keys to literacy class. I'll try to get that turned in as soon as I get my receipt for that, my certificate. Another thing I'm looking at is the school trip. I think the scheduling and the itinerary has pretty much been finalized on that. That's been a positive, good community project that's been in the works. We have a student training for NYO coming up at the end of April, our eighth grader, our middle school student. Okay. And so far, I mean, it's been overall, I'd say it's been pretty positive school year thus far. I mean, we have a little more than a month left, but that's what I can say.
All right. Thank you for your report. Are there any board members who have questions? Hearing none. How about King Cove, Mr. Barker?
Thank you, President McGlashan, members of the board. I'm happy to talk about a few wonderful things going on here at King Cove School. I have to start off with our magnificent Nicola, which is out in our cafeteria right now. In my time here at the school, that's the most spectacular project that I've ever seen take place at the school. And certainly not because I'm the principal here. That's a community event. But it does highlight our partnership with APIA and some wonderful community members here in town that we have worked really hard to build those relationships with that organization over the years. And that has been this is just a good bearing fruit to that. It's been going on all month. It started off in the wood shop for the first few weeks of March. I missed a lot of that because I was away. But I got to oversee a lot of that getting completed. I know Shell was really stressing out because his wood shop is usually very clean and there was just sawdust everywhere. And but I said, Shell, it's okay. You know, this is all fine. This is the way it's supposed to be. And then on Monday, we got to have a really cool school-wide, kind of group effort of moving that gigantic canoe from the wood shop all the way around the building and through the front doors, which was like a very ceremonial thing, you know, and I've enjoyed speaking with Dusty Newman. He's taught me a lot. About a lot of the tradition to this and how it's integrated, how integrated these canoes are into the the traditional knowledge and the traditional communities of the Unangan people. So that's been really fun for me to learn about, and then also like how important it is to build these things, to build these canoes, because how intentional Russian colonialism was in destroying them because of how foundational they were to culture here in these local communities. So the Nigla is now in the cafeteria and it smells like turpentine and all kinds of wonderful scents, but it's being tied and stitched and fastened down nice and securely. And every kid has had a hand on that boat. And it's on full display there in the cafeteria, which is neat for when people come in to visit. They can get to see it. Big thank you to Harlan and Rebecca Newman, and of course Dustin Newman. They've been just foundational, and it's in the project. There have been some elders in today that have worked on it too, and that's really special to all of us to see them come in and do some stitches and just get their fingerprints on it, and it's magnificent. So that's been a ton of fun. And tomorrow we plan on launching it down at the small boat harbor, which is going to be another, really special ceremonial time for the whole community. So everyone's invited in the community, and there'll be some 7th through 12th grade students in there paddling around the small boat harbor tomorrow around just after lunch, around 12:30 is when we're going to head down. So we're really excited about that. There are some pictures in my report, but I have to take pictures of it every day. So it's the pictures that are in my report are from when it was still in the shop because they're just progressing so quickly and so fast. So my pictures are behind in my report. But if anybody wants more pictures, if you're not here in King Cove, just let me know. I'm happy to send some. Miss Newton, Miss Fannie Jo submitted a teacher report in the board packet. So she did a wonderful job. She highlighted a few things in her English classes. She's doing a March Madness reading challenge with her students, which has gotten them very invigorated in reading. And I love that we do our board meetings in Miss Newton's room, because if I could turn the camera around, you'd see all phonetic guides. And that's really, you know, that's not only what Miss Newton is as an ELA teacher, but an electives teacher as well. And also all of our teachers teach reading. So it's a good example of kind of what we believe in here. Other things that she highlighted, she has a magnificent life skills elective class that she is constantly exposing kids to interesting content. So I encourage you to look more into that. And also her culinary arts class is a big hit as well, with some fun baking challenges going on right now with students. Lastly, not going to miss the opportunity to shout out our King Cove School TJACS basketball team for a magnificent season. And I'll speak a little bit more about that during my AD report. But I just, you know, it's been exciting. We had a fun celebration in Anchorage at Diamond Hotel that way more people came to than I thought they would, which was great. And then tomorrow, the community here, like Summer mentioned, is putting on a huge bash for them as well. So we just want to keep the celebrations going for as long as we can, and, you know, keep motivating kids to do wonderful things in school and in other places. So we're thrilled about all these things going on at our school. Any questions? I'm happy to take any. Thank you.
That reading challenge has been fun. I've been doing it along with them, and
yeah.
I think I'm up to 11 books so far. And the last one I'll get done before end of March is on China.
Cool.
And so I'm learning a lot about China.
Yep. Yeah, Miss Jacqueline down in first grade has always done that.
Yeah.
And then Fanny kind of got the idea from her and has done it in middle school too. So it's very cool.
But it's relaxing.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Are there any questions, Mr. Barker? Okay, how about Megan Scatland with us?
Hey. Thank you, Madam President. So Sandpoint is just had a great third quarter. And third quarter, typically in my experience, is the hardest for students to get through. It seems to be the most academically challenging. And typically, that's when a lot of kids are also out sick. And so I just wanted to highlight that we, doesn't seem like a lot compared to our other quarters, but to have 14 kids perfect attendance in third quarter when that winter flu bug goes around was kind of a big deal, because I wasn't expecting to have any perfect attendance. And then also, I just wanted to note our honor roll and high honor roll. Out of our 46 students that we have in secondary, we had 31 of them either on the honor or the high honor roll. And with all the sports going on and all the traveling, I thought that was a pretty notable accomplishment. So I just want to recognize our students for their hard work. It was really fun to have Dr. Seuss Week. We did reading buddies. I love seeing the older kids read with the younger kids. It's just a great sight to see that happen in the morning. This was the second time we did it. We did it once at Christmas time. And so that was really fun. And then we've had a couple of spirit weeks. So that has been great. The thing I really want to touch on, though, for my report this month is the teachers' willingness to try new things. Going along with our superintendent's MARCH acronym, it's hard to change your mindset as a teacher and to try new things and be willing to do what we're asking the students to do. And as the teachers have done this, though, they've not only created the autonomy for the students and their learning, but I feel like they've found that they can have more autonomy in their lessons. And through just trying, you know, these different things that I've asked them to try in their classrooms to create student agency, I feel like there's been more student relatedness, and the competence in not only the students has increased, but I feel like it relates to the teachers as well. And they're creating, you know, some awesome habits, trying new things, finding out what they like, what they don't like. And I have seen some great growth in teachers. Karen Walls, for example, took the CHAMPS class that I had invited elementary teachers to take, and it was on a Saturday. And she attended, and she has really done an awesome job just transforming her classroom and staying focused on this behavior management system that creates autonomy in the classroom. And she's sticking with it, and it's hard to do these things, and kids don't always, you know, it's harder for them to kind of get on routines sometimes, but these routines really help. And I've seen how it has transformed her classroom, and you can see pictures in my report of students learning shapes and how she's got two unsupervised groups doing their practice with shapes. And then as she works with another student to practice shapes. So it was just really awesome to be in her classroom. And even though these little kids aren't really at a level where they can read and see what their learning objective is, when I go into Karen's class, she's got her math learning objective that she changes every day. And the little kids, you know, can't read it, but it shows, you know, it's that habit and she changes it. And so I can see what she's teaching for the day. So can anybody else that walks in, and it's awesome. Amanda Sargent is doing awesome. Her kids, she's always sending me little pictures of the classes and their projects. Same thing with Miss Jenny. Mr. Gobin has been doing awesome, just all these different projects that he's been having his kids do. And it's just fun to walk down the hall and see all their projects. Miss McMillan has some projects highlighted. Miss Whitson did the Math That Matters fair, and that was amazing. If you didn't make it into the school to see the pictures that I took, you know, it's hard to read what the kids wrote, but it was so awesome to see how they applied the things in their life that matter to them and put incorporate math into it. And so it's just been really great not to just see the students grow, but also the teachers grow. And so I just wanted to highlight them because I think that's really, really awesome. I want to throw a shout out to our paraprofessional, Kim Johansson. She has really gone the extra mile. We've had a lot of staff out recently, and she just jumps in with a very happy, willing attitude to do whatever she needs to do. Dantez has been subbing second grade after preschool this week, and so that's been awesome. So it's just great to have staff that are just smile on their face, willing to do whatever we need, because we don't always have coverage for what we need. And then Summer brought up the music camp, and I'm gonna save talking too much about that for our next report, so I'll have pictures and everything. But I do want word to get around the community to come on Friday at noon. Elder lunch will be served at 11:15. So if you're an elder, lunch time has been bumped up. And then everybody can watch the kids perform from 12 to 1 during that lunch hour. So we invite everybody to that. And thank you.
All right, thank you. Any questions? Right. Well, thank you everybody for your report. And then I think that's all that was in under correspondence was the principal reports. So next is the business manager's report. Dave.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Franklin. I appreciate those reports from the sites and the principals. It's always exciting to hear that. It just makes my report them. And that report is in your packet, and I don't have anything to add at this time.
All right. Are there any questions for Dave? No. Okay, hearing none. I'd entertain a motion to accept the current financial report.
This is Brenda. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. Harlan.
Okay, motion by Brenda, second by Harlan. Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you. Next is activities report. Mr. Barker, you're back on the floor.
Yes, thank you, Madam President, members of the board. Just a couple of things just to shout out. I had to rush to get this report in because this information was pretty hot off the presses this week. But in addition to, we had several seniors across the district recognized to participate in the Alaska Association of Basketball Coaches Senior All-Star Game, which is scheduled for April 12th and 13th. This whole two-day kind of weekend event. So I just want to shout out those students. They were, in my last report, they were in as semifinalists, and they all did the work to be accepted as finalists, and I believe they're all planning on attending. So that's Ariana Wilson from Sandpoint, Sierra Rose Silly from King Cove, Andrew Hawk Jackson from Sandpoint, Jager Sean Brandle from King Cove, and Thomas Mack from King Cove. So congratulations to those seniors. They'll get a chance to rep their schools at one more time on the court there in the Alaska Airlines Center. This week, the Alaska Association of Basketball Coaches, which is the only coaches organization in the state for basketball, are the only ones that generate a list like this. So there's no coaches poll in Alaska or anything like that for our classification 1A. So this is really it for all state type nods. So this just happened this week. Now that they finished the 3A and 4A in Anchorage this past weekend. So just a lot of shout outs from across the district that I want to make sure the board is aware of. Third team All-State, Chase Michael Gould from King Cove. Second team All-State, we have two from across the district. There's Thomas Mack from King Cove and Rowdy Tripp from Sandpoint. Second team All-State for the girls is Ariana Wilson from Sandpoint. And then first team All-State is Jager Sean Brandle from King Cove. And then on top of that, Jager Sean also earned the honor of being named 1A Boys Player of the Year, which is a tremendous accomplishment. And then lastly, Coach Ken Barber, who's here tonight, was named 1A Boys Coach of the Year, which is a tremendous honor for him. So as part of being, just so the board is aware, as part of Coach Barber's honor of being named Coach of the Year, for 1A boys, he has the privilege of coaching in that senior all-star game. So he's hoping to attend, as are those five seniors that I mentioned. So they're a little stressed about it because they need to finance themselves to go. So that's going to be a challenge, and it is impending, right? So it's not a lot of time for them to know that they're accepted and then decide to go and then make their commitment. So they're working with their families to try to find financial support to go, as well as do some fundraisers around town to try to be supported by the community to go. AABC doesn't provide any financial support. They can't do that. They're non-monetary organization. So but they do offer a discounted hotel rate. I can't remember which hotel it is, but there's a small help there for anyone that wants to go or any families that want to go. That's all for my report. If there are any questions, I'm happy to entertain any from the board. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions?
Good job. Good year.
We're very proud of our kids, all our kids who played this year. They represented our schools well, and they represented our communities well. They represented themselves really well. We're really proud of them. We're very proud of our coaches also. To have a coach of the year
was pretty awesome.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. Yes. Congratulations, you guys. Next is the special education report. Dr. Seifert.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I have submitted my board report. I don't have anything to add at this time. I can answer any questions if anyone has any.
Are there any questions? Okay, hearing none. Thank you. Technology report. Austin.
Good evening, board, Madam President. My report is also in the packet, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that the board has.
Are there any questions for Austin? Okay, hearing none. Thank you, Austin. All right. Now, the new business. During the strategic plan, we wrote a new vision and mission statement. And so you should all have it in front of you. With the help of all the people online and our students that attended, and there was a few public parents that came. So it was a really good planning session. I felt like I liked the way it went. It felt like the things that we said mattered, and that the information truly came from our students and your board and the parents in public that were here. So, okay, the vision suggestion, and we need to adopt these. So this is an action. Opportunities for all students to reach their full potential is the vision suggestion. And I would need a...
Separately? Or?
Do I need to do it? Yeah, they need to be separate.
Okay.
I would need a motion to adopt the vision statement.
I move that the board adopt the new proposed vision statement.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
Okay, motion by Carla, second by Hillary. Roll call.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yeah.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. And then next is the mission statement, which reads, AEBSD is dedicated to providing resources needed for each student to grow intellectually, emotionally, and culturally in a safe environment through quality education and community connection. And then can I get a motion?
A motion to accept this.
Brenda, right?
I'll second.
Carlos, second. Roll call.
Hillary? Hillary?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And then last is, not last, but the value statements. Number one is high expectations. Two is quality education. Three is community involvement. Four is accountability. Five is lifelong learning. Six is dedication. And seven is culture.
I have a question, Rayette. This is Rita.
Sure.
So I know that we didn't have value statements before, but this, I mean, what is the purpose of, it's not really statements, they're just words. Can you give us a background who were not there? What the importance of the value statement is?
Oh, you can. Yeah, I'm gonna let Mr. Franklin word it for us.
Through the chair, the value statements was more of a session. It started with a larger brainstorm session, and those values were intended to guide our work toward creating a vision and mission statement. And then those value statements will be reviewed as we're building strategies and objectives to reach the goals. Did that explain?
Does that
key point indicators, like just key points versus statement? Because it's not really a statement.
Yeah, they're not meant to be on a wall anywhere, or you know, as part of a formal document. They're guiding ideas as we continue with this work.
Thank you.
Does that make more sense?
Yes, I'm okay. Guiding versus I'm thinking of, you know, if we're adopting it, I'm thinking, are we going to have them written somewhere? You know, it makes me think of like, do they need to be somewhere? Because it's not really a statement; it's just.
It's values.
Yes, they're values, words. So that's just, yeah.
I think the statement is what throws it off, because when you do a strategic plan, you have your basic values. Like for an organization, you'd have values. It's not a value statement.
This is just the way that AASB words it, is that it's a value statement. That's how that they put the wording in, is they refer to it as a value statement.
And it helped us form the focus areas, the three, four
focus areas. Right. Yeah. Because we did a lot of brainstorming and then we went from the brainstorming to like, okay, so which areas, then we put them on in common, commonalities and broke them apart that way. And then we started picking like what's really important and what does that look like? And that's where these statements came from. It was a really long process. Like it was a lot of work, but it was good work. So
it might make more sense if you read the focus areas.
Oh, well, the focus areas are raising academic achievement, staff development and retention, and health and wellness. So those are the three. We revised the focus areas from our previous plan, and this was what we revised them as. Does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Is there a motion to adopt the value statements?
I move to adopt the value statements.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
Roll call.
Summer?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. And finally, I'm hoping everybody took time to read through their strategic plan. Are there any questions about it? I'd entertain a motion to adopt the strategic plan.
I move that we adopt the focus areas for the next 5-year strategic plan and the strategic plan.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
Yeah. I just didn't see that where it's in 5 years.
Motion by Hillary, second by Carl, or motion by Carla, seconded by Hillary. Roll call.
Rayette? Yes. Summer?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you. Next is the district calendar. In your packet, you have a revised version of the calendar. And we discussed it during the workshop today, but I'm going to let Mr. Franklin give us a quick brief on the changes for the board who wasn't at the meeting this afternoon so that you know why they are where they are. So please.
I think we did a great job. The calendars are always a challenge. And I think we did a great job this year getting feedback from staff, community members, board members. Early on, a community request was to see if we could start later for various reasons. One is so that kids could who were fishing didn't have to miss the first 2 weeks of school. So we were able to move the start date to after Labor Day on this new calendar. There was a strong request from a number of our staff to have a full week spring break. So that was able to be put in here as well. And then there was a request that we get out before Memorial Day. And those three things were impossible to all do and get our 180 student days in. So we were able to accomplish starting after Labor Day, having a full spring break, and then getting out the week after Memorial Day. In doing so, we reduced the number of teacher in-services. That increases the number of actual days with teachers in front of students, which I think is a positive change, and still has plenty of staff development time in there. So those were the key points. Any questions on those?
None? Okay.
I thought we were having an earthquake. The doors were shaking over there.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to adopt the district calendar.
This is Brenda. I'll make that motion.
Okay.
This is Carla. I'll second it.
Great. Roll call.
Rita?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion.
All right. Next is the revised FY 2024 budget. Does Dave want to report on this? Yes. We discussed the budget during the workshop. Maybe you want to just kind of give them an update as well.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In essence, the revision is driven by the fact that when these original budget was created, we were far more optimistic about the revenue that would come through the state, along with our projection for student enrollment. And as things progressed, the funding did not happen to the level that was anticipated. So in order to revise the budget and rebalance it, many lines had to be addressed and funds reallocated and adjustments made. And in order to balance it, we're going to have to shift some funding from special revenue back into the general fund in order to balance. But we are able to do that and should work for us as presented.
Are there any questions on the revised budget from anyone? Okay. I would entertain a motion to adopt the FY 2024 revised budget.
This is Rita. I'll make the motion to adopt it. The revised.
This is Carla. I'll second it.
Roll call.
Carlin?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yeah.
Hillary?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you. Next is the first reading of the FY 2025 budget. Dave, you want to talk about the FY 2025 budget?
Thank you, Madam President. And this budget is starting out just the opposite of last, the revised budget. And we're not optimistic at all, which is why it currently is sitting in a deficit position. And as Superintendent Franklin explained, the challenge with revenue, there are still a number of unknowns between now and the second reading. So we anticipate position improving somewhat. There are various opportunities that could happen. If that does not happen, we are in a position to also supplement the budget with special revenue funds in order to balance it. So when we present the budget for its second reading, it will be balanced.
Okay. Guess I need a motion to put the budget for first reading.
I move to put this the first reading of the 2025 budget.
Okay.
This is Rita. I'll second that.
Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Sandpoint senior class trip. A budget in there for a senior class trip to Honolulu. So do they have all the funds in their class account? Does anybody know?
I think they're still fundraising. But I don't know if they're finished fundraising completely.
I can tell you, this is Megan Gatlin. Can tell you what Danielle told me. I asked her if she was going to be able to attend tonight, and she said she probably wouldn't. And so I asked her, you know, what she wanted me to say on her behalf. And she said that they have pretty much all the fundraising done except for activities and extra per diem. They're hoping to raise another 3,000 and they have plans for it. She did not elaborate on what those plans were.
Okay. So about $3,000, you said?
They're hoping to still raise for activities and extra per diem.
Oh, an additional per diem.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wonder if this will kind of change with Ariana attending the Allstate game.
Yeah. I mean, if.
I would imagine this is going to be altered if she's going to be attending, if we know she's attending it.
What are the dates of the All-State game? I was under the impression it was the 12th and 13th.
Correct.
She said that she's planning on going to that and then just heading right out to Hawaii with them.
12th and 13th.
Oh, travels that day on the 13th.
Yeah, because they leave Sandpoint on the 13th, so she would be there.
Oh, so in Anchorage to Honolulu, oh, the 13th that evening.
Yeah.
So that afternoon.
I think we'd already pay her a ticket there.
Yeah, I think we leave the 10th for the All-Star game thing.
Okay. So, I mean, if they have the money raised, and that's kind of what we've done in the past, is we've approved it on the, as long as
pending
they have
their money.
Yeah, pending the
Well, I'll money. Make a motion to accept the Sandpoint Senior trip pending that they have the funds to fund their trip.
Okay, motion by Hillary, a second by Brenda. Roll call.
Summer?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is King Cole planning to do a senior trip?
Yes, I asked about it, and the school, the class advisor said that they'll present it next meeting because they don't leave until after.
After what? After school ends?
After our next meeting, that they would not be leaving until after the next meeting. So she felt that time just to present it.
So when do they leave? May? Because our next meeting isn't at the end of April?
That was my thoughts as well, but.
Okay. So next on the agenda is new hires and resignations. Doesn't look like we have any new hires in our packet. Resignations, we have two, Jean Barber and Special Ed King Cove and Andrea Whitson, Math Sandpoint. Is there a motion to accept the resignations?
I move to accept the resignations of Andrea Whitson and Jean Barber.
Is there a second?
This is Hillary, I'll second.
Roll call.
Rita?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you. Next is public comments on non-agenda items.
Brenda, I would like to thank both of those for their service and their work with our youth this year.
Thank you, Brenda. Are there any public comments? None. Board comments. Online, Harlan.
Yep. Just wanted to thank the principals for the reports. I thoroughly do enjoy hearing them rather than reading them. Proud of our TJACs. And I did like the early request for the Sandpoint seniors trip. Wish King Cove would have been would have got theirs in a little bit earlier, and happy they got their funds raised. And it's going to be a good trip. That's all I got.
Thank you. Hillary?
I'd like to congratulate the T-Jacks on their 23-0 state champions for our district, and congratulate all the kids who, the two boys who made it on the state alternate team, and to all the students who get to go out and play basketball. I hope they all get their funds raised and they all get to go. And then I just want to thank all the teachers for a wonderful year. We're in our last quarter, and I'm sad that all of, you know, so many of our teachers are leaving. I wish we could keep them all. And I'm looking forward to nice weather. And thank you, everybody. And okay. I want to thank like Summer and Mia for helping us on that strategic plan. That was such a great work for 2 days where we just went and brainstormed. And I just want to thank everybody who was a part of it.
King Cove? Okay.
Oh, I think everybody said all the congratulations. Definitely very proud of our school district with representation at state, with even seeing Sandpoint families there as well. It always means a lot when different communities support others. It is fun to watch all around.
Right, thank you. Carla?
Just congratulations to the T-Jacks and all of our All-State basketball players, and to the Coach of the Year. And I thought the strategic plan was a good workshop, and I really feel that we should bring all the school board members and do it as a board and community next year. I mean, not next year, but in 5 years.
Did I miss anybody? No? Okay. I just want to congratulate King Cove again on, just like everybody else, way to go. I mean, that's a amazing accomplishment. I think it's super cool that you guys beat Cake, who also was undefeated. So that's awesome. And then to think, yeah, Summer and Mia, like our mission statement was like come from the minds of them, like the initial thoughts. I mean, we moved it around and recreated and stuff, but to say that our students had such a huge part in what we're doing, I think was very valuable for our district, because it tells us, you know, what they also want, since what we do is for them. And then sad to see so many of our teachers go too, and I hope that we can find some more great ones. So thank you, everybody. And then I guess the agenda items for our next meeting. Cheryl, is there anything on the
second reading for the fiscal budget for next year?
Okay.
The King Cove senior trip, and then the scholarship recipients.
Okay. Marcia.
Is there going to be a separate board for the scholarship thing, or are we just doing it as a board, a separate committee?
Last year, we just did it as everybody kind of did
read
it. Went through them that way. And if there's no objections to that, I think we should stick with that. Is there anything else anybody has that we need to put on the agenda? Graduation, is there anything we have to do for graduation on the agenda? No? Okay.
Sandpoint,
go ahead. What?
Sandpoint is May 15.
Yes. Wednesday the 15th.
Friday.
King Cove. Okay. King Cove is Wednesday the 15th.
Oh, and we're 17th.
The 17th Friday.
Who is King Cove?
King Cove's on the
15th. King Cove is Wednesday.
Okay. And then date and time, the August, or August, April. When's the meeting? April 23rd?
Yep, 4th.
Is it the 4th Tuesday?
Yep.
So, April 23rd.
Are we going to be getting the new scholarship criteria out, or is that what we're going to be talking about in April? But it has it been posted? I don't think I've
It's been posted. Yeah, since February or maybe January.
Deadline the 12th or something?
Deadline is the 12th. So yeah. Once the scholarships are received, I'll email the information out to the board.
Thank you. Because I'm back. Yeah, I know everyone I'm looking at. Thank you so much.
Okay, we don't have any executive session, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Brenda. So moved.
Okay.
I'll second.
And roll call.
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening. The sun is shining.
Don't blink.
Thank you. See you next month.